Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
下午好, 弟兄姐妹.
So good to be with you, even through Zoom.
很高兴跟大家, 又在一起, 即使在这个网上聚会.
Let me also just offer up a word of prayer as we begin our message.
在我们这开始之前, 我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the gift of this beautiful day.
天父, 我们感谢你今天给我们这么美好的, 美好的天气作为礼物。
And we thank you for this opportunity to gather together to worship you.
我们也, 感谢你给我们这个机会, 让我们能够崇拜你。
Lord, we invite you now to speak to us through your word.
我们祈求你, 借着你的话语跟我们说话。
May your word encourage and motivate us.
求你的话语, 给我们鼓励, 也让我们知道我们想要做的。
To fulfill the commission that you've given to us.
也让我们能够完成你让我们所做的大使命。
To proclaim the gospel to all creation.
我们向, 每一个人传福音。
We pray this now in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
靠着, 耶稣宝贵的圣名, 我们祈求, Amen.
Amen. You know, for the past several years, I have had the opportunity of training 120 church leaders who serve in a slum area of the African nation of Malawi.
在过去, 几年的时间, 我有机会, 为主服务, 我们在这个, 在非洲一个叫 Malawi 这个国家, 我们, 训练过120个牧师, 120个教会 训练过牧师。
This is a slum settlement of 45,000 people, and it's a desolate place without resources.
这是一个, 一个地方, 很困难, 没有这个很多的设施。
In fact, the name of the slum, which is Kauma, means just that, a desolate place.
这个地方叫, Kauma, 这个意思也就是说它是一个荒凉的地方。
The people there live in severe poverty.
这个地方的人, 他们这个, 过得很贫穷。
They lack adequate housing and clean water and schools.
他们缺乏所必须的房子, 食物, 还有学校。
And the community has also been ravaged by the HIV/AIDS crisis, leaving over 5,000 orphans.
这个地社区, 因为受到这个HIV, 就是艾滋病的影响, 曾经有这个5万个孩子, 都成为孤儿。
And the church leaders have been asking us, how can we do ministry in such a desolate place like this?
所以这个地区的这个, 教会的人员就问我, 在这样一个荒凉之地, 我们怎么才能开展主的事工?
You know, brothers and sisters, this is the same question the disciples asked Jesus in Mark 6.
弟兄姐妹们, 你们知道这也是这个我们刚才读的马可福音第六章那个, 他的门徒问的同样的问题。
They say, how can we possibly care for the needs of the people in such an isolated, forsaken, and desolate place?
也就是说在这个荒凉的地方, 四处找不到帮助, 我们怎么能, 能够让这些人, 才能这个, 才能让他们吃饱饭。
But I want you to notice something in Mark 6, verses 33 and 34.
我要提醒大家, 在这个, 马可福音六章的33、34章, 34节,
It was not just a desolate place physically, it was also a desolate place spiritually.
这个地方不光是旷野，而且呢，这个光景啊，这个人的这个属灵的光景也是如此。
As Jesus looked at the people, he saw them as sheep without a shepherd.
那耶稣看到他们就怜悯他们，就说就像他们就如同羊群没有牧人一般。
Perhaps today you find yourself during these desperate times in a desolate place in life or ministry.
也许今天在某些时候你会觉得你自己是放置在一个很荒凉的地方，很荒凉的一个时间，你没有找到任何帮助。
Maybe not a desolate place physically.
也许不是这个荒凉的这个地方。
But maybe emotionally or even spiritually, you find yourselves in a lonely, isolated place without resources.
就是在有可能是在情感上，在这个灵命上，你发现自己非常的这个无助。
For many people, perhaps even some of you, these days of COVID-19 are desperate times.
对于今天我们看到这个新冠病毒的时候，我们可能觉得非常的无助。
Well, this morning we're going to consider, or I should say, this afternoon, we're going to consider four truths from this passage that will encourage you personally and help you serve effectively in desolate places in desperate times.
那今天下午我们就看通过这段经文我们看到四个真理，那这四个真理就是我们在这个荒凉和绝望之时怎么能够从这个神那里得到鼓励能够帮助我们走出这我们的绝望。
The first truth that we discover in verses 33 and 34 is that Jesus sees the needs before we do.
第一个真理我们所看到的也就是耶稣这是在这个33到34节我们所看到的，耶稣在我们之前就看到我们的需要。
We read, now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns, and they got there ahead of them. And when he, Jesus, went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and began to teach them many things.
这里我们看到那些人就是他们比这个徒步从各城走到那里，而且比他们先到那用耶稣看见他们就怜悯他们，就因为他们就如羊没有牧人一般。
When Jesus went ashore, he saw the people and the place and the needs, both physical and spiritual.
耶稣走到岸边的时候，他看到这个地方，还有这些人，还有他们的需要。
And he's moved.
那他很感动。
As he looked at the people and their situation, he felt compassion for them.
当他看到这些人的光景的时候，他就怜悯他们。
Because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
因为他们就像羊没有牧人一样。
The word compassion here is the Greek word splegizomai.
这里的怜悯 是用一个希腊语，这刚才牧师跟我们所分享的。
And it means to be deeply moved inwardly.
的意思就是内心非常的有感动。
It means to have a gut-wrenching reaction.
也就是有一个一个心里头有一个一个从内心形成的一个反应。
In other words, as Jesus looked at the people, he was sick to his stomach.
也就是说，当耶稣看到他们的时候，他的这个肚腹中有一种痛苦。
Or today we might say it this way, his heart was broken.
那今天我们可以说他的心痛。
But what do we learn here in this passage?
那我们从这些啊、这个啊、这段经文学到什么呢？
Whatever breaks your heart, it has first broken the heart of Jesus.
你如果感觉到心痛，那么在耶稣心里头是先在他心里的心痛。
He sees the needs and he cares.
他看到这个需要，那么他也关心这些需要。
The work that we're doing in Africa in the slum of Kaouma is in partnership with a local church called Capital City Baptist Church.
我们在这个 Kaouma 啊所做的事工啊就是帮助这些教会。
And our training of the pastors is part of a larger project.
那我们这个啊对这些牧师的这个培训是一个更大的事工的一部分。
That's providing housing and clean water and schools for the children.
那这些更大这些包括就是给这些孩子提供这个啊所住的房屋学校等等。
And the name of the project in the local language is Adziwa.
啊，这个计划的这个非洲的名字叫 Adziwa.
Adziwa means God sees.
Adziwa 的这个中文名字是说啊，神所看见。
Kaouma means a desolate place.
Kaouma 是的意思是一个荒凉之地。
But the hope is Adziwa, God sees.
但是这个盼望却是 Adziwa, 也就是说神看见。
The second truth that we discover in our passage,
我们所看到的这个，我们所读的经文所看到第二个真理就是
is that in seeing the needs, Jesus chooses to work in partnership with us.
就是耶稣看到这些需要，他就要我们跟他一起同工。
Listen to verses 35 to 37.
那我们啊看一下这个35到37节。
And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?"
那三十五节这说天已经晚了，门徒们进来说这是野地，啊，天已经晚了，啊，请叫众人散闲，他们好往四面乡村那里去自己买东西吃。耶稣回答说，你们给他们吃吧。门徒说，我们可以买20两银子的饼给他们吃吗？
When the disciples suggest that Jesus send the people away to get something to eat, Jesus says, "You give them something to eat."
当这些门徒啊建议说叫这些众人散开，让他们自己去买东西，耶稣却告诉他们，你们给他们吃。
Jesus could have met the needs of the people on his own, but he chooses to work in partnership with us.
耶稣自己有能力喂饱这些人，但是呢，耶稣的选择是让这些门徒跟他一起来满足这些人的需要。
He chooses to do his work through his disciples, people like you and me.
他就是这样选择和他的门徒，选择和你我这样的人一起同工来啊满足人的需要。
Jesus says, "You give them something to eat."
那耶稣跟他们说，你们给他们吃吧。
The problem is, we don't have what it takes.
对我们来说，我们不明白。
We don't have the resources.
我们没有这些能力。
The disciples say, "We can't do anything. We don't have the resources."
那这些门徒就跟耶稣说， 我们没有能力做这些事情。
But they had Jesus.
但是我们看到耶稣。
And Jesus keeps giving to his disciples so that they in turn can serve the people.
耶稣给了这些门徒这个机会 让他们和耶稣一起来为这些人服务。
Brothers and sisters, this is one of the most important truths of the Christian life.
弟兄姐妹们, 其实这是, 我们每个基督徒生命中非常重要的一个真理。
Not only for Christian living, but also for Christian ministry.
不光是为基督徒的这个, 生命, 而且是为我们的事工。
It's not about what we try to do for Jesus.
不是关于有关我们想为耶稣做什么。
It's not about trying to please Jesus.
也不是光讨耶稣的喜悦。
The Christian life and ministry is about receiving from Jesus and living and serving in partnership with him.
也关乎着我们从他身里得着这些能力和他一起做这些同工。
Let me illustrate this.
让我再解释一点。
Back in early May, I was on a conference call with some of our partners in India.
在5月份的时候，我有一次机会，在这个电话会议上和印度的一些同工开会。
And I heard the devastating impact that the COVID-19 lockdown was having on many pastors and their families.
那我就知道，就是因为这个新冠的病毒，印度有很多这个教会他们都关门。
They were suffering from malnutrition and starvation.
那些教会就会受到一些影响，比如说他们没有足够的食物。
Out of despair, one of the pastors had even committed suicide because he could no longer provide for his family.
那有一个牧师就是因为他没有办法为他的家庭提供食物，后来他自杀。
And even our ministry leader, the pastor I was speaking with on the phone, said he and his family had been surviving 3 weeks by just drinking chai tea.
即使是跟我一起讲话的那位同工，他说他的家庭有3周，他们只能喝一些水，喝些茶来糊口。
When the call ended, I knew I had to try to do something to help.
当那个会议结束的时候，我知道神要我做些什么。But
how?
但是怎么做？
I thought, well, if I could just send $1,000 somehow, get $1,000 and send it, we could provide 30 pastors and their families with a 30-kilo bag of rice.
当然我知道，如果我现在给他们寄1000美金，那这可以给30个牧师，可以买30磅的这个食物。
And the next day, I shared this need with our ministry partners in an email.
那第二天，我就把这些需要跟同工们来分享。
3 days later, I had $3,000.
3天之后，我就有3000美金。
A few weeks later, we had $12,000.
那几个星期之后，我们有12000美金。
And you as a church and some of you individually contributed and were a part of this.
你们教会也帮助，也有些人帮助了这个事工。
And in the end, because of our partnership together with the Lord, we were able to provide 200 pastors and their families with enough rice and groceries to sustain them over several months.
到最后，就是经过这个大家的在这个神里头的同工。 那我们最后能够为200个牧师和他们的家庭 提供啊足够多的这个米呀、啊，还有这个食物等等，他们可以支撑好几个月。对不起。
The Lord could have met this need on His own.
那主可以自己就把这个事情办成。
But He chooses to work in partnership with us.
但是耶稣却决定要和我们一起同工来做成这件事。
And so I want to ask you, during these desperate times, who does Jesus want to reach through you and your family?
我想问大家，在这个困难的时候，那耶稣在你的家中究竟是想跟谁一起同工？
Who does he want to reach through you as a church?
那么在作为一个教会，他是不是他是跟是不是走问美你们当中的哪一位？
Who can you reach out to in your families, in your neighborhoods, in your community, and in the world?
那么你啊、你我，我们在对我们的社区，我们能够啊、跟哪些人啊、来看的他们的所需要？
Okay. Well, this leads to the third truth that we discover in our passage.
那这也是我们将要看到第三个真理。
That when we work in partnership with Jesus,
啊、当我们跟他跟这个耶稣一起同工的时候。
We start with what we already have.
我们是从我们已经拥有的开始。
Listen to this in verses 38 to 40.
那我们看这个啊，马可福音的36到38，38到40节。
And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "Five and two fish."
那耶稣问他们，你们有多少饼？可以去看看。所以他们就知道了，就说五个饼，两条鱼。
Then he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties.
39节，耶稣就吩咐他们，叫众人一排一排地坐在青草。地上啊，那有一百一排的，也有五十一排的。
Brothers and sisters, when you serve in partnership with Jesus, start with what you already have rather than focusing on what you lack.
弟兄姐妹们，当你被邀请和耶稣一起同工的时候，啊，你要看你们已经有什么东西，而不是说你们。光看这个，你们缺少什么
？Notice Jesus doesn't say to his disciples, "What do you need?"
你会注意到，耶稣跟他们说，没有说让他们注视啊，说你们需要什么。
He asks rather, "What do you have?"
他问的是说，你们现在有了什么
？And what we discover is that when we have Jesus, we have more than enough.
我们发现的真理就是如果我们去找，我们就发现在耶稣身上，我们能找到我们所需要的一切。
A little boy's lunch, five loaves and two fish is more than enough.
那这样一个小孩子的午餐，只有五个饼啊，两条鱼，这却是。更多的人能够得到满足的源泉。
This reminds me of the story of Moses when he's called by God to lead the nation of Israel out of bondage in Egypt.
这个提醒我，就是我知道这个出埃及记的故事，神让摩西神叫摩西出来带领以色列人。从这个埃及人的奴役之下把他们拯救。
And Moses is coming up with all kinds of excuses to try to get out of this.
摩西就用各种各样的理由说不要去做这件事。
And he says to God in Exodus chapter 4, verse 1.
那么他在这个出埃及记的4章1节讲过。
What if the people will not believe me or listen to my voice?
如果这些人他不相信我，他也这听不见我的声音的时候怎么办？
And the Lord says to Moses, "What is in your hand?"
那神跟摩西说，你的手里头有什么东西？
Moses says, "A staff."
摩西就跟神说，我只有我的这个杖。
And the Lord says, "Okay, let's work with that."
那神就跟摩西说，好，那现在我们就从这个杖开始。
Brothers and sisters, what do we have in our hands that God can use for His glory?
那弟兄姐妹们，我们问问自己，在你的手里头，你有现在有什么神可以用来使用他的，用在他的事工上？
As we work with pastors overseas, they always come to us, and maybe because we're North Americans and they think that money is growing on the trees here, they always come and they say, well, we need your financial resources so we can do ministry.
那当我们跟这些啊这些印度的同啊这个牧师同工的时候，啊，他们也许觉得我们是在美国，是一个富裕的地方，所以总是问，哦，我们可以这个用你们的金钱来支持我们这边的工作。
They say, "Oh, we need a building. We need money for this project and this project."
他们会说啊，我们需要这建造房子，我们需要这笔钱和那笔钱来满足我们的需要等等。
And we try to work with them to help them see what they already have.
那我们跟他们做工作的时候，我们就会让他们知道啊，在他们手里头有什么我们可以开始。
That will enable them to effectively serve the people.
这样可以让他们啊能够更有效的为神工作。
But you know what? We do the same thing here.
但你知道我们在这里也是一样。
Well, I can't serve the Lord because I don't have this or that.
那有的时候我们会跟自己说，哦，我们啊缺这个，我们缺那个，所以我们不能为主好好的服务。
The question is not what do you lack, the question is what do you have?
其实问题说不是说你缺什么，而是说你有什么。
Maybe you have some material blessings, some resources.
也许你有些资源，你有些这个恩赐。
Maybe God has blessed you with a home or he's blessed you financially and you can invest that somehow in ministry.
也许你在这个理财方面你有些才干，你可以在这方面能够更好的为主服务。
But maybe it's something more intangible.
也许还有其他更实用的地方。
Maybe what you have is a relational network at school or at the workplace.
也许在你的工作，在你的学校，你有认识各种各样的人。
Or relationships that you've developed perhaps through some hobby.
也许通过你的这个社交你的爱好你有些朋友。
Maybe it's your personality.
也许是因为你的性格。
Some of you say, well, I'm not very outgoing.
那有的人也许说我不喜欢跟外面的人交流。
You don't have to be outgoing. Maybe you're a quiet person who's a very good listener and God can use that.
也许对神来说他不需要你会很需要社交，你也许这种安静的性格，你会成为别人这个是一个很理想的一个倾诉的对象。
Maybe it's some other gift or ability that God has blessed you with.
也许是你不知道的一些恩赐，那神在祝福你。
Friends, here's the point. We begin.With what we already have in hand.
所以我们要记住，我们就从神已经给我们的开始。
And now we come to the fourth and final truth that I find in this passage.
现在我们看这神给我们的最后一个真理。
And that is that blessings often come out of brokenness.
也就是说祝福往往是来自于你的破碎开始。
Follow along as we read verses 41 to 44.
那这就是啊，四十一节到四十四节我们所读的。
And taking the five loaves and the two fish, Jesus looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the two fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish.And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men.
四十一节到四十四节这里说，耶稣就拿着这五个饼两条鱼，望着天祝福，掰开饼递给门徒，摆在众人面前，也把那两条鱼分给众人。他们都吃，并且吃饱了。门徒们就把碎饼碎鱼收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。那吃饱的男人共有5000。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus took, excuse me, took the loaves and the fish, he blessed them, and then he broke them.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到就是耶稣他把这个这五个饼拿起来，然后向天祝谢，然后就把它掰开。
And it's out of this brokenness,that he's able to keep giving to the disciples so that they could serve the people.
他把这些这个面包这个掰开以后，只有这这样这些门徒可以用来完成他的事工。
And this will also be true in our lives and ministries.
在我们的生命中，这也是常常会出现。
Often Christ's work in us and through us begins with brokenness.
常常主借着我们在我们身上要我们破碎，所以我们能够为主工作。
It could be the brokenness of a broken relationship.
它可以是这个是个破碎的关系。
Could be a body that's broken through disease.
也可以是因为我们生病，我们的这个身体的破碎。
Could be a financial hardship or brokenness.
也可以是因为这个经济上的，或者是我们的困难所带来的破碎。
Could be the brokenness of some addiction that's had a hold on our lives.
也可能是因为我们沉迷于某种东西，我们对某种东西上瘾而带来的破碎。
And what God often does is He takes that brokenness in our own lives, and out of that He brings forth blessing.
那常常是神在使用这些破碎，然后把它们变成他的祝福。
I remember.Back at the end of 1999 or early 2000, I received a phone call from my mother.
我记得在这个大概是1999年或者是2000年的初，我收到了我妈妈的一个电话。
You see her pictured here on the screen.
你会在这个叫做 PPT 上能看见。这个他和他妈妈的照片。
At the time, we were in Germany, and she was calling to tell me that she had just been diagnosed with cancer.
那个时候，他跟我说，这个在他的德国，他刚刚，就是被诊断为有癌症。
A cancer called multiple myeloma that attacked, the bone marrow and the bones in her body.
这是一种癌症，我现在还叫不出来名字。
And my thought at the time was, oh, I wonder how my mother's going to handle this.
那我听到这个消息，我就说，哎呀，这个我的妈妈怎么能应付这个啊突然的不幸消息？
Not physically so much, but how is she going to manage this emotionally and spiritually?
不光是这个身体方面的，也是这个情感上的，或者是在灵性上的。
And you know, for me as a son, it was amazing to watch my mother use her own brokenness as an opportunity for ministry.
弟兄姐妹们，你就会看到我的妈妈怎么能把这个破碎的情形能够转化成神的祝福。
Now, as soon as she heard of someone else in the church or in the neighborhood who was suffering from cancer, she would call them on the phone.
现在就是她在教会里的，只要听到说有人得了癌症，那她就会跟给那些人打电话。
She would visit them.
那她会看这些人。
Bring them food.
给这些人带来食物。
And she could sit with them and look them in the eyes and with full credibility could say, I know what you're going through.
她会跟他们坐在一起，然后看着他们的眼，跟他们分享神是跟他们在同在。
She would pray with them and share how her relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ was helping her in her own battle against cancer.
她会跟这些兄弟姐妹一起祷告，一起分享。那当她在这个得癌症的时候，用她的经历来帮助这些得癌症的兄弟姐妹。
She taught me so much those last 6 years of her life as I watched her use her own brokenness as an opportunity to serve others.
那我跟她在6年的时候，她很经常跟我分享神怎么使用她的破碎来帮助别人。
Brothers and sisters, what we learn, I believe, from this passage is that desolate places and desperate times are a part of life.
那弟兄姐妹们，那我觉得今天跟大家分享的，就是在一些荒凉的地方还有这个绝望的时候，这只是我们生命中的一部分。
And if you find yourself in a desolate place physically or emotionally or spiritually,
如果你发现自己处于这个这种荒凉、这种绝望的时候，
do not assume that ministry cannot happen.
你不要认为这个神的施工在这个时候不会发生。
It can.
他们可以。
Ministry can happen during a time when I'm not able to travel.
那这个事工可以在我不能这个旅行的时候也可以进行。
It can happen at a time when we're being told to stay home and to isolate ourselves from others.
即使是那我们被告知说我们一定要待在家里，哪儿都不能去，同样他的事工可以进行。
So let these four truths encourage you.
所以我们让这些四个真理来鼓励我们。
Jesus sees the needs before we do, and he cares.
耶稣关心我们，他在我们能看到这个之前，他就知道我们的需要。
Secondly, remember that Jesus chooses to work in partnership with us.
第二点就是我们要记住耶稣邀请我们跟他一起同工。
Third, don't focus on what you lack. Start serving with what you have.
第三点就是你不要关注你缺乏什么，你要关注你已经有，你从你这个已经拥有的开始。
Finally, remember that blessings often come out of brokenness.
那最后我们要记住，就是常常因为我们的破碎 而神给我们带来祝福。
May the Lord bless you and encourage you with his word for the remainder of this day and throughout the week.
愿神使用这些话语在你今天还有这一周都来鼓励你来祝福你。
Amen.
Amen.